grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi minashaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabi Allah, wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah. Viewers of the channel, welcome to Rise and Shine. Before we start the program properly, we give you a blessing of reciting Durood e Pak, and we also have the privilege and honor to listen to some verses of the Holy Quran. With regards to the blessings of Durood e Pak, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that if a person recites Durood e Pak upon him, then Allah azza wa jal raises his status by 10 times and forgives 10 of his sins. So please make a habit of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is a way of getting our sins forgiven. And also one of the blessings within this blessing is that the mercy, 10 of the mercies of Allah azza wa jal are showered upon that person as well. So if a person recites Durood e Pak, 10 mercies are showered upon him, 10 sins are forgiven, and his status is raised 10 times. You know, there was a famous poet, and he said, Rahmat da darya ilahi har dam vagda tera, that the mercy of Allah azza wa jal is showering everywhere. Je ik katra bakshe minu kam ban jave mera. Yani ki if I get one drop of the mercy of Allah azza wa jal, then I am successful. And we are told here that if a person recites Durood e Pak, then he gets 10 mercies of Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. So please make a habit of reciting Durood e Pak. And the reason why we keep on giving you these blessings is so that you understand the significance of it, the value of it, and you become habitual in reciting Durood e Pak. We're now going to have the privilege to listen to some verses of the Holy Quran. Please listen to the verses attentively. It is the adab of the Quran, the respect of the Quran, that whenever the Quran is recited, we listen to it respectfully. Let's listen to some verses of the Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban rahm wala.
يوصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين.
اللہ تمہیں حکم دیتا ہے تمہاری اولاد کے بارے میں بیٹے کا حصہ دو بیٹیوں برابر.
فَإِن كُنَّ نِسَاءً فَوْقَ اثْنَتَيْنِ فَلَهُنَّ ثُلُثَا مَا تَرَكَ.
پھر اگر نری لڑکیاں ہوں اگرچہ دو سے اوپر تو ان کو ترکے کی دو تہائی.
وَإِن كَانَتْ وَاحِدَةً فَلَهَا النِّصْفُ.
اور اگر ایک لڑکی تو اس کا آدھا.
وَلِأَبَوَيْهِ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَ السُّدُسُ مِمَّا تَرَكَ إِن كَانَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ فَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَوَرِثَهُ أَبَوَاهُ فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثُ.
اور میت کے ماں باپ کو ہر ایک کو اس کے ترکے سے چھٹا. اگر میت کے اولاد ہو پھر اگر اس کی اولاد نہ ہو اور ماں باپ چھوڑے تو ماں کا تہائی.
فَإِن كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ فَلِأُمِّهِ السُّدُسُ مِن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ يُوصِي بِهَا أَوْ دَيْنٍ.
پھر اگر اس کے کئی بہن بھائی تو ماں کا چھٹا بعد اس وصیت کے جو کر گیا اور دین کے.
آباؤکم وَأَبْنَاؤکم لا تدرون ايهم اقرب لكم نفعا.
تمہارے باپ اور تمہارے بیٹے تم کیا جانو کہ ان میں کون تمہارے زیادہ کام آئے گا.
فریضۃ من اللہ.
یہ حصہ باندھا ہوا ہے اللہ کی طرف سے.
ان اللہ کان علیما حکیما.
بے شک اللہ علم والا حکمت والا ہے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ Viewers of the channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. And yes, we just had the privilege of listening to some verses of the Holy Quran. And I pray that every household, every Muslim household around the world is honored to be able to listen and read some verses of the Holy Quran. And it's something I'm going to keep on saying to you, that please make a habit of reading the Quran on a daily basis. And if it would be better still, if as a family we can sit down and one of us takes it turns that we read the Quran, we read the translation, and we read the commentary, then inshallah azza wa jal, we can all understand what is required of us, what Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying to us. And this is the direct word from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we need to read it and we need to understand it. Views of the channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. What are we going to talk about today? Today we're going to talk about a subject that, to be honest, I wish it never happened. I wish it never happened, because it's a problem that I've realized that is happening so much in society. And it's the topic of suicide, views of the channel, that unfortunately, suicide is becoming prevalent now, to the extent, viewers of the channel, that suicide, more than 800,000 people commit suicide every single year. And when I was looking into this and doing a bit of research on it, when I came up with that figure of 800,000, I realized they also said that a person commits suicide every 40 seconds. Every 40 seconds, a person commits suicide. And it makes you think that, why is this happening? And this is affecting this problem of suicide is overlapping all societies. It's not as if it's just affecting the poor. It's not as if it's just affecting the rich. It's overlapping all societies. And today, inshallah, we're going to talk about the causes of suicide. We're going to talk about the definition of suicide. We're going to talk about how Islam views suicide as well, and things that you need to do to avoid this situation that we're falling in. But before we continue, inshallah, as you know, that every day after the tilawat of the Holy Quran, we have the kalam of the day. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa sallam alayka ya تیرے قدموں میں جو ہے غیر کا منہ کیا دیکھے کون نظروں پہ چڑھے دیکھ کے طلبہ تیرا اور تیرے ٹکڑوں پہ پلے صدقہ تیرا پڑھیے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ سرور Yeah. تجھے اے جانے جانیما کی جان اے جانے جانیما کی جہاں سڈا عشق وی تو ساڈی جان وی تو ساڈا دل وی تو دل دارا وی تو ہاں کل نبیاں دا سلطان وی تو نالے عرشاں دا مہمان وی تو
جے میں مقدی گل مکا دیواں میں مقدی گل مکا دیواں ساڈا دین وی تو تے ایمان وی تو اے جانے جان ایمان کی جان اے جانے جان ایمان کی جان اے جانے جان ایمان کی جان اللہ کی سر تا قدم شان ہے یہ انسان ہی انسان وہ انسان ہے یہ
جانے جان ایمان کی جان اے جانے جان ایمان کی جان اے جانے جان میں جانے تجلا کہوں تجھے اے جانے جان میں جانے تجلا کہوں تجھے کس نواز کے سو والا کہوں تجھے بے کس نواز کے سو والا کہوں تجھے بے کس نواز کے سو والا کہوں تجھے سب کچھ ان کے ثنا خاں کی خامشی چپ ہو رہا ہے کہہ کے میں کیا کیا کہوں تجھے لے کے رضا نے خط میں سخن اس
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. Yes, and I heard, we all had that kalam. I hope you enjoyed it. Viewers of Mother Channel, it's an unfortunate topic that we have to talk about today, but it's something that You know, as Muslims, we can never bury our heads in the sand regardless of whatever the situation is. You know, there's a saying that, you know, ostriches, I don't know if you're aware, ostriches are these big birds that are from Australia. And what used to happen is when people used to hunt them, they used to run after the ostriches. And what the ostrich would do is it would bear down, bow down, and put its head in the sand, thinking that nobody can now see me, the problem's gone away. But the problem has not gone away, it's only buried its head, the whole body is visible, and it used to get caught or shot. In the same way, viewers of Money Channel, whatever problem the Ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is facing, we cannot bury our heads in the sand. We cannot say it doesn't exist. We cannot say drugs, it doesn't exist. We cannot say knife crime doesn't exist. We cannot say all of these other things that we're seeing in society today exist. They do exist. And we cannot bury our heads in the sand and say, no, it's not affecting us. It's not affecting the Muslim community. In the same way, suicide is on the increase. Suicide is increasing. We need to think about it. It's something that we need to talk about, and we need to understand the causes of it. And we're going to talk about the four primary causes that we are going to talk about today. Number one is distance from the religion. Number two are financial worries. Number three is despair. And number four are domestic disputes. These are the four main reasons that cause a person to have these suicidal thoughts and cause a person ultimately to commit suicide. But before we begin, we're going to give you a parable of the time of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's narrated that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that we accompanied the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a ghazwa, a battle. Regarding a person who had professed to be a Muslim, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that he is from the hell dwellers. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that when the battle commenced, the same person fought fiercely and got injured. Someone said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the person that you had declared to be a dweller of the hellfire fought fiercely today and died, and he died. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he has entered the hellfire. Some people were on the verge of doubting this when someone informed him that he did not die, rather he was seriously injured. When night appeared, he did not observe patience on the pain of his wound and committed suicide. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed of this, and he said, I bear witness that I am Allah's bondsman and his Rasul. And then he ordered Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu to make an announcement. So Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu announced before the people, only a Muslim will enter paradise. And undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal may support this religion even through a transgressor. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. From this view of the channel, we can see that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first and foremost, he had knowledge of the unseen through being bestowed upon this by Allah azza wa jalla. Hence he said about the individual that he was a dweller of the hellfire. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi ta'ala states that he was called a hell dweller because suicide is a sin, and that person will enter paradise after suffering the punishment for his sin in the hellfire. One opinion is that this individual who committed suicide was a hypocrite. Regardless, and we also learn from this views of Munichan, that regardless of how pious someone looks, his days may be spent fasting and his nights in worship. No matter how greatly he worships and strives, he propagates and serves the religion. However, if he has enmity in his heart towards the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there is no value for those deeds. And third, ending of your life has a complete effect on your deeds. Hence it is mentioned in hadith that deeds are dependent on your ending. So how you end your life. And we are told, viewers of Mother Channel, that when you're close to death, that is the time where Shaitan thinks to himself, look, this is my last opportunity. My last opportunity I've got. I spent all his life, 20, 30, 40, 50, 80 years, trying to take his iman away from him. This is my last chance. This is my last chance, and Shaitan will try everything at that moment. Shaitan will try and grab hold of you. Shaitan will try and convince you. Shaitan, because you're in a lot of pain. You're a person that passes away, ultimately is in pain. And at that time, your mind's not thinking straight, you're in pain. Shaitan will come in the form of your parents. Shaitan will come in the form of your loved ones and try to convince you to leave the deen of Islam. And so depending on how you pass away, your deeds are dependent on this. If you die as a Muslim, inshallah, then you'll be rewarded as such. But viewers of Mother Channel, today we're talking about suicide. And just to give you the definition of suicide. Suicide is defined simply as killing oneself, killing yourself. And it is a grave sin, haram, and a hat that leads to the hellfire. This body, viewers of Mother Channel, this body is a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. And sound and healthy limbs are also a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. A beating heart is a blessing. Each breath that we take is a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. And these blessings that Allah Azza wa Jalla bestows upon us, it is very important for us to preserve these blessings. You know, we can't even, like you see these people nowadays, unfortunately, they self-harm themselves. They'll cut themselves. They'll injure themselves. This again is haram, to self-harm yourself, because this harm that you've injured is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So you should not injure yourself, you should not harm yourself, and definitely you should not commit suicide as well. And so wasting a life by, you know, is by committing suicide is obviously a major sin. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Nisa, ayat number 29, and I give you the translation, and do not kill yourselves by committing murder or suicide, etc. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal is the most merciful upon you. Allahu Akbar. Sayyid Mufti Muhammad Nimuddin Murabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala stated that this ayat proves that suicide is haram. So, why does it happen? Why does it happen, viewers of the channel? Why are people committing suicide? Why is the rate such, like I said, that on average a person commits suicide every 40 seconds? Yes, every 40 seconds, not every 40 minutes. But why is it happening? Why is it happening? And what can we do? What can we do as a community? What can we do to try and resolve these issues? The first reason that we want to discuss today as viewers of Mother Channel is the distance from our religion. Deen siduri afu. You know, we've got this distance from our religion. We don't have that connection with our religion. And our religion, Islam, is the best of our religion. It provides a guidance in every matter. And so when a person is confused, when a person doesn't know what to do, when he doesn't know where to turn, he has no idea where to turn, and that's what causes him this anxiety. This is what causes him these feelings of suicidal thoughts, and this is what causes him to come to a point where he thinks to himself, look, I've had enough of this life. Because he has nowhere to turn to. He has nowhere to ask. Islam is always there, viewers of the Mishnah. The Quran is always there. The life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is always there. And so we need to, you know, turn to those scholars. Those scholars that unfortunately as a society we don't respect. Those scholars as a society that we do not give them the status that they are due. But if we turn to them scholars and say to them, look, these are the problems that I'm going through. Ask them. Ask them, what should I be doing? Ask them for advice of how you can get that spiritual enlightenment. Spend time in the masjid, inshallah, you know, that you can get the blessings from it. I'm just going to give you a few accounts of suicide so we can understand how serious this is. It was in a newspaper that the mother adorned her son as a bridegroom and made the marriage procession depart. Although the people tried their best to make her accompany them, but she did not go. Later, she handed over all of the household jewelry and money to someone and jumped into a river. Her corpse was recovered 2 days later. A report from another newspaper, a father killed his daughter, two sons and his wife, and then committed suicide to end his own life as well. And another report from a few newspaper, a father slapped his 14-year-old son in a state of anger. In reaction, the boy locked himself in the bathroom and he burnt himself alive. Allah. Allah. No matter how much sorrow is expressed over these accounts are happening. These accounts are happening in our society, and I think you only have to pick up a newspaper every day and you'll hear about this. You only need to go on the net and social media and you'll hear about people committing suicide. And it's a sad state of affairs. And as Muslims, we need to be aware of the people around us. We need to be aware of our colleagues, of our friends, of our families. We need to try and get close to them. And yesterday, whilst I was preparing for this topic, I was discussing this topic with some people. And they said to me that they felt that the main reason that suicide is on the increase is because as a community, we've broken down. You know, the society breakdown. Society is where a society is breaking down because of the society and our morals are all breaking down and we are committing all these sorts of sins. But our community spirit is also broken down as well. You know, I remember when I was young that literally our door never closed on our house. Yeah. I remember there was a time where, you know, literally I was helping my mother making tea all day with people coming and going. And that community spirit was there. We lived in a small street. And I remember in that street there was a plasterer, there was an electrician, and my father was a mechanic. And what used to happen was is if there any plastering needed done, then he used to come and do the plastering. If any car was broken down, my father used to. And there was this community spirit that everybody helped each other, got on with each other, you know, knew each other's problems, whatever the financial problems they were working. Everybody knew where everybody was working, what jobs they had, what schools their kids were going to. Everybody was part of everybody's life. And now what's happening, viewers on the channel, we don't know even our neighbors. We don't know what problems they're going through, what financial problems they're going through, what mental problems they're going through, what social problems they're going through, what domestic problems we're going through, because we don't want to know. Yeah, we don't care about them anymore. They don't care about us, we don't care about them. And then what happens is, viewers of Mother Chill, we hear of these instances where even if a suicide doesn't take place, we hear of these instances where someone has passed away. Someone has passed away and 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and what happens is a foul smell is coming from the house. And then the police will come down, they'll knock the door down, they'll go in and they'll find a dead rotting body there that's probably passed away 3 months, and the neighbour never even knew about it. Because the neighbour has no connection with him at all or her. And this is how, as a community, we are broken down. This is how, as a community, we are facing these problems that we don't know what's happening. And even you may say, okay, that's only happening in the West. That's only happening in the UK. But if you go to places like Pakistan, if you go to a place like that, you'll see that those houses that effectively have small walls, yeah? The poorer communities. Then even now, this coming and going, the community spirit is there where people are going, talking to each other, meeting each other, going to their house for 5 minutes, just going to their house for 5 minutes, seeing how they are, you okay, yeah. But as the walls get higher, as we start moving into the richer communities, yeah, into them areas where the houses are very, very expensive and we've got high walls and now we've got security gates and we've got grills on the windows and we've got all these alarms and we've got a security guard there sitting in front of the house, then all of a sudden, where's the community gone now? We don't even know anything about our neighbour. We don't know who he is. We don't know who's living there. We don't know anything. We come out of our house in the morning, we get in our car, go to work. We come back at the evening, the security guy, he opens the gate and we're going into our house. And that's all we see. And so as a community now, as money is coming to the community, as wealth is coming into the community is broke down. And we need to restore that community spirit. We need to bring that community spirit back where we inquire about each other, genuinely inquire about each other, not inquire about each other, you know, just for lip service. You know, how are you? Okay? You know, you pick up the phone to someone nowadays, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you? I'm okay. You okay? Yeah, you okay. Okay, just see. But that's just like, you know, ticking the box exercise. Do we actually sit down with them as a friend? Do we sit down with them as a family? Do you even sit down with your brother, your sister? Do you sit down with your children and try and find out what they're going through, what problems they are facing? You know, do two brothers sit down? Do a brother and sister sit down? Do two sisters sit down and just try and share the problems with them? Yes, there are certain problems that you don't want to expose, you don't want to discuss with people, and you want to try and resolve them yourself. I understand that. But as a family, do you not want to sit down? Should you not try and help your family members? Or do you just say, well, it's his problem, isn't it? Let them solve it. You know, and they have this saying is, he made his bed, let him lie in it. Meaning that he created these problems. He's made this decision, let him lie in it. And this normally happens, viewers of my channel. Where, for example, if a husband, you know, if a person has married of his choice, yeah? And it's not the choice of the family. The family said, no, we want you to marry here. But he said, no, I want to marry there. And it's his choice now. So he's gone against the family wishes. So he's now married there and they're having problems. They're now having problems. Now the family is looking at this. Well, he made his bed, let him lie in it. He didn't listen to us. He didn't listen to us. He's made these problems, so let him live with them. And so that is like, isn't that like almost like a revenge? Almost trying to get your own back, prove, oh, I told you I was right. I told you that this was going to happen. You didn't listen to me. Rather than helping that person. And so this pride inside us, this guy's already hurting. He's already got problems, right? And now you're rubbing the salt into the wounds by saying, I told you so. I told you this was going to happen. And you're rubbing the salt in the wounds. This is not the way we should be, viewers of the channel. We should be there for each other. We should be there as a community to try and help each other, to try and resolve those issues. Viewers of the channel, you're watching Arise and Shine. We're now going to go to the segment where we have the daily reminder. And the daily reminder is like they say in English, it is exactly what it says on the tin. It is the daily reminder, and hopefully we can learn something today. Let's go to the daily reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal, the merciful, the most kind, the master of the day of judgment, has prepared the eternal everlasting blessings of Jannah for believers and his obedient bondmen in the hereafter. We need to understand for whom are these magnificent blessings of Jannah are destined. Those believers who continue carrying out virtuous deeds throughout their lives have received the glad tidings of Jannah. As it is stated in Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 124 and Juz number 5. Translation from the glorious Kunzul Iman: whoever does virtuous deeds, whether man or woman, and is a Muslim, will admit to paradise and they will not be wronged a bit. Commentating on the blessed ayah, Alama Mufti Ahmed Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh has stated, whichever human, man or woman, if he or she does good deeds according to his or her ability and is a true believer with correct belief, then he or she would be rewarded with the entry into Jannah after the Day of Judgment. The level of Jannah that one would get will be according to one's deeds. No one will be oppressed, even to a slightest bit. As one who deserves a higher level, his level is reduced and is granted a lower level without any reason. Such injustice will not take place at all. My sweet viewers of Madni Channel, look how merciful our Lord is. Look how kind Allah Azza wa Jal is. He gave us Islam. He gave us the way to go to Jannah. He showed us, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us the way to go to Jannah. He showed us how to love our Creator. But remember, it says in the Holy Quran, ones that believe and do good works will be admitted to Jannah. We believe, we say we believe, we admit we believe, but do we do any good works? If we are Muslims and we do good work, then we will enter Jannah, inshallah, azza wa jal. Do we read our salah? This is good work, because it's farz. Do we pay zakat? Do we fast in the month of Ramadan? Do we go to Hajj if we can afford it? These are the faraid that we need to be, that need to be done. But extra work is the thing that will take us to Jannah. Things like reading Nawafil, reading Tahajjud, going on Madni Dora, doing Halkas at Fajr time, going and doing Dars in the Masjid, doing Chok Dars, filling out our Madni Namat, going on Kafla, reading the Quran daily, and being nice with people, not backbiting, not hurting anyone's feeling, not lying, not committing any kind of sin. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, if we can do this, then inshallah azza wa jal, our Lord will be pleased with us, and we will inshallah by his grace and the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will enter Jannah.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, views on my channel, I try, before we start the program to say, Halabai, you should smile. You should try and be happy when you're in this program. You should try and wake people up. And I try to do that. But today is such a topic that it's not the kind of topic that you can really be happy about, because it's a topic that's happening within our society and it's affecting everywhere. And we mentioned before the break that, you know, it's a breakdown of our community that is one of the reasons that is causing this, that whenever we see a problem, we're not trying to resolve these problems. I just want to give you the Islamic perspective on this so that you understand this view on the channel. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that whenever a person commits suicide, he will be tormented with the same thing in the hellfire. Astaghfirullah. Whoever committed suicide using an iron weapon, he will be punished in the fire of the hell with the same weapon. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever strangled his own neck, he will continue to strangle his own neck in the hellfire. And whoever speared himself, he will continue to spear himself in the hellfire. Astaghfirullah. But this is happening, isn't it? You know, if you're somebody channel, life is a roller coaster. You know, if you see what a roller coaster, these rides, they're like this, aren't they? They go up and down. You know, life is not like this. You'll have ups, you'll have downs. And it's how you deal with them situations. You know, that people get knocked down, people face failure, people face all sorts of problems. But one thing that you need to remember is that this time will pass. You know, there was a king that he once asked one of his courtiers to writing something down that if he was extremely happy, it would make him reflect and calm down. And if he was extremely sad, it would make him reflect and calm down. And the courtier wrote that this time will pass. This time will pass. Whatever situation you are facing in now, whatever problem you are facing now, whatever thing you are facing, it's not going to last forever. There'll always be a way out of it. And the way out of it is not suicide, my dear viewers. It is not the answer to our problems. There's always a way out. There's always a way to resolve this. And the first thing I'm going to say to you is, and I know it might, if you're having these suicidal thoughts, then first of all, I want to say to you is, please, if you are having these suicidal thoughts, then seek help, and we are there to help you as much as we can. But secondly, have this fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that look, you know, that, you know, this body that I've got, this health that I've got, this everything I've got is all a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla. I need to look after this. I'm fortunate that I've got a heart that's beating. I'm fortunate that I've got lungs that are breathing. I'm fortunate that I've got all these things. But life isn't just, you know, a nice ride where you just go through it and enjoy yourself. No, life is full of difficulties. Life is full of problems. But you need to remember this one. Allah Azza wa Jalla will never burden you with a problem that is greater than the burden that you can solve. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows us. He knows me better than I know me, without doubt. So whatever problem Allah Azza wa Jalla is putting on me, at that time, you know, you feel like, oh, you know what, I just can't take this. I can't take this anymore. But Allah Azza wa Jalla has put that burden on you. And Allah Azza wa Jalla knows you. And with regards to this, all the verses of the Quran are beautiful, but with this one, Surah Baqarah, ayat number 155 to 157. And I'd advise brothers and sisters of yours of Madhi Channel that please read this verse of the Holy Quran. And I'll read it again. Surah Baqarah, ayat number 155, 156 and 157. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman, and we will definitely test you with some fear and hunger and with some deficiency of wealth, lives and fruits, and give glad tidings to those who are patient. Patient ones are those that when they are afflicted with any calamity, they say, we belong to Allah and only to Him we are to return. These are the people upon whom are the blessings of their Lord and mercy, and it is they who are on the straight path. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In this particular ayat of the Quran, we have been told that Allah Azza wa Jalla will test us. He'll test us with fear. He'll test us with hunger. He'll test us with deficiency of wealth. He'll test us with our lives. He'll test us with fruits. And he'll say to us that glad tidings are those who have patience. So all of these tests, fear, hunger, deficiency of wealth, lives, all of these are our tests. And those who suffer these with patience are the successful ones. So our problems are definitely there to come. And sometimes, you know, if we look at our lives, if we are really thankful, if you are thankful, truly thankful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, after listening to that verse, you'll think to yourself, you know what? I've not faced any problems. And the reason why you have that mindset is because whenever you have faced a problem, you've been thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla. That, Ya Allah, you know, you've given me this problem to solve, but it's not as bad as that problem. It's not as bad as that problem. It's not as bad as the problems that they're facing. Ya Allah, tera shukra. Ya Allah, you're the one that's given me the problem. You're the one that's going to give me the solution to this problem as well. Yeah. You're the one that's locked me up and you're the one that's got the key. So inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we need to have patience at the time of whatever problems we face. And from this there's a hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when happiness reaches him, he shows gratitude. And when difficulty reaches him, he is patient. So again, we need to be patient with whatever problem we face. And I've met people, viewers on the channel, that they don't have any apparent wealth. They are struggling financially. And yet they're always happy. They're always happier. They're always thankful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that they've just got the food today. And yet we're worried about our bank balances. We're worried about our houses. We're worried about our cars. We're worried about all these things. These people, they're just thankful that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them two chapatis to eat from. They've got two roti to eat and they're happy. They're happy that what Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them. But we have this mindset that no, we need to have that car because it's a status symbol. We need to have a house in that area, in that rich area, because that is where everybody's going. And I'm here in this poor area and I need to move there. And because of that, you're not happy with what you have got. If you can have this mindset that whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has given me, whatever I've got basically is from Allah. And whatever I've got is a blessing. Even the problem that you have got is a blessing. And I'll tell you why. Someone once wrote, and I think I mentioned this before, a poet once wrote, and he wrote all these things. He said, I asked for strength and I was given problems. I asked for this and I was given this, and I asked for this and I was given this. And so in that line where he says, I asked for strength. I asked Allah Azza wa Jalla to give me strength. I wanted strength. But what did Allah Azza wa Jalla give me? He gave me problems. At the bottom he wrote, I did not get what I asked for, but I got everything I needed. You want strength? Resolve these problems, you'll get strength. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is putting these things in our place to strengthen us, to empower us, to benefit us, to make us wiser, stronger and fitter so that we can face these problems. And remember, these are all from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we need to show patience. Patience is when we don't show patience, that's when the problem starts occurring. When we start feeling that we're unhappy with what our lot is, when we start showing nashukr, we're not happy, we're not thankful with what Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us, that's when the problems start. And not only suicide, we get the suicidal thoughts, but also our terminology, our words can take us out of the fold of Islam. We start questioning, astaghfirullah, we start questioning the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Why is Allah Azza wa Jalla giving me this, astaghfirullah? Why me, why me, why me? And this why, if you're not careful, viewers on the channel, your words could take you out of the fold of Islam. So first and foremost, you need to have patience. Patience, 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 sabr. Have sabr in whatever difficulty you have. Patience is a quality which saves one from the worries of the world. Patience refers to remaining happy upon the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whatever is the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla, be patient on that. Patience refers to saving someone from sins, because what happens is, viewers of the channel, is that when people face difficulties, when they're facing problems, and they struggle to overcome their problems, you see it, unfortunately, that people turn towards sin to like hide their problems. And you see these people that when they start drinking alcohol, why are you drinking alcohol? Well, you know, I've had this problem, I've that problem. You know what? Alcohol makes me forget. Doesn't solve the problem, does it? The problem's still there. You getting intoxicated by alcohol, yeah? When you wake up in the morning, you've got a banging head and you're sick and everything, and as you come around or whatever you do, that problem's still there. Now, isn't it better that you solve that problem with your intellect and your strength than with a headache and an intoxicated body and mind? In the same way, people turn to drugs, people turn to gambling, they turn to all of these sins as a release, yeah, to get away from solving this problem. So they're trying to run away from that problem and trying to recover themselves by doing these sorts of sins. And that is not the answer, viewers of Mali Channel. That problem is still there. That problem doesn't go away. So do not think that you can run away from your problem. Do not think you can hide from your problem. And never think that suicide is the answer to solving that problem. It's not. Self-harm is never the answer to solving that problem. It's not. That problem will be there. And crack, the problem will be increased, because if you commit suicide, think about all the problems that you're leaving behind. And you should never have this attitude that, oh, I don't care about anybody else. You should care about anybody else. You should care about what's going to happen to your family behind you. You should care what's going to happen to your kids behind you. You should care about them. And if, astaghfirullah, you have these mindset,
whether you feel that you need to commit suicide. And what you do is as we read from the newspaper articles, is that people, what they do is they kill the wife and kill the kids, and then they commit suicide. So now you've got the sin of murdering your wife, you've now got the sin of murdering your children, and now you've got the sin of committing suicide as well. And we've heard that if you murder one person, one innocent person, you've murdered the entire generation of that person. That person, all of his children from there to the end of time, effectively you murdered all of them. So never have these thoughts. I know people have these thoughts, but you need to fight these thoughts. You need to overcome these thoughts. I know someone, he's a relative of mine, and he suffers because he's got some physical problems and he's got some mental problems. And when he was asked that, do you have any suicidal thoughts? He said, yeah, I get suicidal thoughts quite often. I almost get suicidal thoughts on a daily basis. I feel like it, but I always overcome them. I always overcome them and realize that whatever I'm going through now, this feeling that I'm going through now, these suicidal thoughts that I'm going through now, it is temporary and I will overcome them. So we need to have this positive outlook that whatever you are facing now, this time will pass. Whatever problem you are facing now, this time will pass. Whatever pain you are in now, because what happens is people, as a result of, I don't know, if they're involved in a serious car accident or they're involved in any accident and they lose the loss of the limb, they lose the loss of an eye, they lose the loss of eyesight or whatever it is, they feel like committing suicide. But again, viewers of Mother Channel, have this positive mindset. Have this positive mindset. And you see these people, viewers of Mother Channel, that, you know, if they lose a limb, there's two types of people. There's one type of person that what happens with him is he ends up staying on the bed all his life. Yeah? And he doesn't get out of that bed. And he stays there. And there's the other person that even though he's lost both of his legs, he can climb up Mount Everest. He can do all sorts of things. So have this positive mindset and think to yourself that these problems, these difficulties, this situation that I am facing will go away. And I need to show thankfulness. I need to do shukr in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, in the Quran, and he's mentioned patience in more than 90 places in the Quran, viewers of the channel. Showing patience, he's mentioned more than 90 times in the Holy Quran. I'm just going to give you one place. In Surah Al-Anfal, verse 46, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and be patient. Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient. If you are patient, then inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, Allah is with you. So learn to be patient and learn to face these difficulties, these problems. I'm not saying that I understand your problems. I'm not saying that, you know, you might say to me, well, you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't understand the problems I'm going through. Maybe I don't. I'm not saying I do. But what I'm saying to you is that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you that problem. Allah Azza wa Jalla will find a solution for you. Allah Azza wa Jalla will help you in this if you are patient. So be patient and inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, Allah is with you. We're now going to the daily hadith and hopefully we're going to learn something new today. Let's go to the daily hadith. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said in Tirmizi Sharif, At-tajiru s-saduqul aminu ma'an nabiyyina wa siddiqina wa shuhada. That the businessman who is truthful and trustworthy, he will be with the Prophets, alayhi salam, the Siddiqeen, the highest ranking awliyaullah, and the martyrs of Islam, the Shuhada. Now there are so many countless lessons that we can learn from this. Alhamdulillah, there is a great number of Muslims today who are involved in trade, in business. They try to earn a halal, lawful sustenance. But the question is, have we got the knowledge to ensure that whenever we are carrying out transactions, whenever we are doing business deals, that we can save ourselves, protect ourselves from doing something unlawful? So do we know those rules? Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, and he used to say that only a faqih, a jurist, should come to our marketplace. Now why is this? Usury. Interest. When people do not know about Islamic teachings, when they get involved in tijara, in business, they hear that tijara, there's a lot of blessings in it. It's the way of the Anbiya alayhimus salam, and it's something commendable, praiseworthy. But they forget that there's a big responsibility that comes with that. when you go to the marketplace, when you are selling anything, you need to know, does Islam accept this way of selling? Am I allowed to put this condition on? Am I allowed to say this while selling? What are the usul, the principles of transaction and trade? So there are so many people who dive into this field because they want to make money, because they want to make a quick pound. And because of this, they end up falling into countless sins. So respected viewers, if we are amongst those people who are in the field of trade, business, or we are aspiring businessmen, we are someone who wants to come into this field, then first of all, we must learn the knowledge. And instead of becoming the businessman who is truthful, trustworthy, and who will be the Anbiya alayhimus salam, the Siddiqin and Shuhada, we could be someone who ends up with the wrongdoers. Why? Because we haven't learned, we haven't backed ourselves with knowledge. And so this is a humble request. Learn before you act.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, that was our Kaleem Madani from our Jamaat al-Madinah here in the UK, a graduate from our Jamaat al-Madinah here in the UK, talking about our halal income and where our income should be generated from. We need to think about that as well. And we've mentioned that many times on our programs. Views of the channel, today we're talking about the causes of suicide and why is it happening. A suicide on average takes place every 40 seconds. We've talked about a little bit before the break about whatever problem you are facing, whatever situation you are facing, to show patience. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah azza wa jalla says, whenever I take a beloved worldly thing from a believing person and then he is patient, his reward is nothing but paradise. Whenever something is taken away from you and you are patient, then the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah azza wa jalla said that his reward is nothing but paradise. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever showed patience upon a calamity to the extent that he returned it with good patience, Allah azza wa jalla would write 300 ranks for him, and between each rank is the distance of the heavens and the earth. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So again, we need to show patience, viewers of Mother Channel. That is the thing, that we need to understand what our deen says. We need to understand that whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us, it is for us to solve. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we will solve and this time will pass. So that's the first cause, the distance from our religion. The second cause that I want to mention now, viewers of Mother Channel, is the financial worries. Our financial worries are what are causing a lot of problems in our household. And as I mentioned yesterday as a coincidence, that there was an incident where, you know, somebody bought a new house and we went to, you know, as a family, we went there and my bachunki ummi, she went and sat with the sisters in the back room and I was sat with the brother in the front room. And, you know, to cut the story short, the sister was very happy with the house, but the brother, he was crying. He was crying because of the financial burden that his family had put upon him and the struggle that he was now having to try and get this. And so what happens is, viewers of Mother Channel, because our needs and wants increase so much, more than what we can afford, then what happens is we have financial problems. If you live by your own means, they say that, you know, cut the cloth, cut your own cloth and live by that, yeah? If you live by what you've got, you'll always be happy. But what happens is we have this much, but we want to live by this much. And what happens is to live by that much, then we start getting worried. And that can lead by two things. It can either lead us to committing sins to achieve that amount of money, or because we can't. And then what happens is we start getting into debt. We start borrowing money. We start borrowing more and more money. And we start getting ourselves into a situation where we are not content with what we've got. And this financial problem can cause even more problems. Yes, I know there are probably people that are watching now and saying, well, that's okay. You know, if you've got that much to live, yeah, that's okay. Try and live by that much. But at the moment, we're going through financial difficulty where we've got nothing coming in. We've got no money coming in the house. Yes, I understand that, viewers of Mother Channel, but even then we need to show patience. Even then we need to show patience. You know, someone once famous said, it was a Rukn Shura that said to me. He said to me that Allah Azza wa Jal feeds those people who go against the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Feeds those people who speak out against the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, the enemies of Islam, the people that are the non-Muslims, Allah Azza wa Jal feeds them as well. It's true, isn't it? Will Allah Azza wa Jal not feed the person who praises namaz 5 times a day? Will Allah Azza wa Jal not feed the person who fasts during the month of Ramadan?
Will Allah Azza wa Jalla not feed the person who pays his zakat? Will Allah Azza wa Jalla not feed that person that when he is in a financial situation, he makes a firm intention that, Ya Allah, if you bless me with wealth, I will go and perform the Hajj? Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. With the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this will happen. Viewers of the channel, we're talking about the causes of suicide, and alhamdulillah, we have our guest with us today, Amiruddin Bhai, mashallah, all the way from South Africa. Amiruddin Bhai, can you hear me?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ji, Amiruddin Bhai, alhamdulillah, I'm fine. Alhamdulillah, how are you? You okay?
Ji, alhamdulillah, with your du'as, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. I said, Amiruddin Bhai, we're talking about suicide, and it's a topic that you see a lot of Muslims, what they do is they bury their heads in the sand. They don't want to talk about it. They don't believe it exists. And so because they don't believe it exists, we very rarely hear people talking about it. But in Islam, we cannot hide from these issues. We cannot hide from these issues of drugs. We cannot hide from these issues of knife crime, of gangs, of all these killings. We cannot hide. And this is one such topic that I feel that as a Muslim community, a lot of the time we are hiding from this topic and we do not think about the solutions and the problems to it as well. And I'm hopeful that you can give us some good Madani pearls with regards to, you know, some of the causes of suicide and the ways that we can try and recover from this as well.
Okay, alhamdulillah, as you know that suicide is increasing throughout the world. And unfortunately, we find that many people are not aware of the subtle causes. And I think the reason why it's increasing is because of, obviously, many people are living stressful lives because of what is happening around us. Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we have to acknowledge this. Because if you look at all kind of mental problems, because the person who's got no issues mentally, he won't even think of committing suicide. But the reason why many people do this, one very common cause is influence of what we discussed previously, Hamzat, the shaitanic jinn that is with every one of us, that every child that is born. And that is from shaitan, and he's always whispering to us and always wanting to destroy our connection with Almighty Allah. Now, if you look at the whole spectrum of psychological issues, on the other extreme, you get people who are very weak. So this Hamzat whispers to them and tells them, listen, you got this problem, you want to fix them up, take your life and see how sorry they'll feel. So you feel that you're going to hurt somebody who's causing the problem by killing yourself. So what happened? This is, again, a whispering of Hamzat. If you look at all these the psychological problems, on one extreme end, you've got this weakness of character that causes you to commit suicide. The other, if a person thinks he's powerful, he's wealthy, he's strong, turns to violence and crime, etc., etc. Now, unfortunately, we say we don't realize that this happens because you find people who are not very religiously connected, where you don't find alims committing suicide. You don't find scholars who are practicing committing suicide. I never heard in my life. Because why? We know that in life, no matter what the situation is, the cause of everything is by Allah Azza wa Jal. Almighty Allah is not cruel. When He tests us with whatever, as you mentioned in one of the verses, Almighty Allah will test us with various means. It is within our capacity. And each time we manage to have patience, we grow spiritually. So sometimes if there's a problem, there's no problem that cannot be solved. But it's a test from Almighty Allah. Let's assume now you have a problem and some people say, okay, because Almighty Allah says, innama al-usri yusra. So some people think that ease will come to them in the dunya. If you have problem in your life and you have sabr, you will Almighty Allah, because of this problem, will remove all your difficulties, your sins. So it is actually a favor when Almighty Allah gives problems to us. Sometimes Almighty Allah is doing because He doesn't want us to bear the punishment of the hereafter. Is what is happening in the dunya is very minor, very small. It may appear big to us, but if you compare the punishment in the hereafter, when you mention the lowest punishment is, you'll be given a sandal of hot burning coal, and the heat will be so much that your brain will start boiling. Can you imagine any kind of punishment of suffering that we have in the dunya compared to even that? So therefore, this is actually a test from Almighty Allah. So what happens? This Hamzat will come to your mind and say, listen, this is happening to like, I'll give an example of one story about a Muslim woman in a westernized country. It appeared like she's very successful. She was involved in like doing community work as well. And she was like an attorney. And she committed murder and suicide. What she did was she killed her two children. This happened in the year 2018. And then she committed suicide. That means she committed murder, she killed her two children, and she committed suicide. Allah. The people, the Muslims in the community were shocked. And even in the country, they were struggling to understand because she appeared to be very successful, very happy. She was a doting mother. And they mentioned that she was an award-winning attorney. And she helped people, especially in domestic issues, domestic violence. And she should do it with what's called pro bono basis. That means she should do it voluntarily, without charging them any. Professional work done, undertaken voluntarily, is called pro bono. This is what she did. And it's also known that she used to worship regularly. That means on the top it appeared. See, even if you worship, but if you have lack of knowledge and you don't realize that whatever happens to you in your life, it is from Allah. So you have tawakkul in Allah. And as I said, this news surprised many people. But one of her friends was not surprised. Because this friend also attempted to kill herself 2 months before this incident, right? So, and she, this is what she mentioned. She said, when you feel depressed and you feel worthless and you can't help, but you become sad to a point that you don't even want to take care of yourself. And this is what she said. Sometimes when you're in public, you put on a fake smile. That means you cover the inner hurt that you have and people do not understand what is happening to you. So that means they start acting. Though there's hurt inside, they'll keep it bottled. And she said, this is what happened to her. And he said, this is true for many people who commit suicide. And some of the reason is they keep inside like dark, hidden pain, and they just cover it with a smile. And you find sometimes people are not empathetic. That means they can't see the signs. And sometimes when a person is trying to say something, sometimes we don't even have time to listen to people. We want to talk. So the person may be wanting to reach out to you. And that's why I'm saying we need religious leaders. We need people who have the ability to counsel, to be empathetic, and to try and see the signs. Because sometimes you may find a person looking normal, and all of a sudden you find the sadness in him. Sometimes we don't even take the time and the pain to find out what's happening. You're looking sad. Maybe the person lost his job, or you've got some other thing. So we are not interested in listening to other people's problems. So unfortunately, we find that this is something that is affecting many people. And you find many people regard, okay, they say, we know that committing suicide is a major sin. So we should try and stay away from it and try and discourage people from committing suicide. But then you find also the stigma attached to suicide. You find some people saying this, right? They say, no, you must not even attend the janazah salah because that person is committing suicide. Now, there's something for the viewers of Madhi Jan to understand. If a person committed suicide, it's a sin. He did not denounce his deen. When you find doing janazah of any sinful person, you don't question the attachment to Islam. So therefore, this is something that sometimes you find even people saying this for those who commit suicide. They say the person is going to go to hell. Now, how can you make that decision? It's left to Almighty Allah. That is mentioned that sometimes that person may be in a different mental state. That means not on his own mental state. That means with depression or whatever. Because a person who is not fully control of his mental state, it's possible that Almighty Allah can forgive him because he didn't do it willfully. Yes. So nobody will do this thing willfully. Sometimes, obviously, the person is stressed, he's got depression, he's got anxiety. So he's got no full control of himself. But you don't know. Innama al-usri yusra. Maybe in a month's time, things will become better. But the Hamza doesn't want you to think about tomorrow. He said, now, we take the decision. And that's why you find so many people committing suicide. And this person also mentioned that sometimes people are so cold. Like this one lady who was attempting to commit suicide, she said, even husband didn't understand. And when she talked to her husband should just ignore her, think that she's just a mental case. And she was trying to reach out. And she said, and that eventually nobody, not even a friend and a family were interested in her. And then the only person that listened to her and was empathetic was her mother-in-law. And she said, at least she had something to live for. And then she said, when her mother-in-law passed away, then it's like a whole world collapsed. And then she said she attempted suicide. But when she attempted, it was Allah's will that she didn't die. But she mentioned that they went for a holiday and her husband and children were sleeping. And obviously they had an argument and she tried to put a rope around her neck, but it broke. And then she survived. And then she said, when she stood in front of the window and she saw the mark around her neck, then she realized, you know what, if she was gone, well, who would have taken care of her children? And she made Tawbah. As you can see, it is a person's mental condition that causes this. But sometimes what happens, you find this happening, especially when children are striving to do well in school, because their parents put undue pressure on children that you have to do this, you have to get this qualification. And then what they do, they criticize and they compare. They say, look at your cousin, how well he's doing in school. Look how stupid you are. You can't do anything. You can't achieve anything. So what they do is they put unrealistic expectation on the child. And if the child is doing exams and he fails, now he cannot bear the insult that the parents are going to put. They don't realize this. And you find many children, if they don't do well in school, they commit suicide because they're scared of the retribution from the parents. And this is what we're saying, we should realize. Now, I know of one case where there was also this where parents do not worry about the feelings of the children. There's one case that I know about, I want to share with you. The person that I know is very, very rich. And one of his child committed suicide. And his other two children became drug addicts and they had to go to the rehab center. Now, the reason is this person, I did meet him. He's a person that does not know how to smile. And it's like for him, everything must be done by the book. So he feels that as long as he's very wealthy. So he gives his children the best cell phone, the best cars, but he's not there to talk to them. He's not there to share things in their lives. So what happens when we don't realize this? We may be trying to replace love that the child wants with finance, with money. The child will come to you, and this is something very common, and this viewers of Madhi channel will understand, because the root cause of many problems is we distance ourselves from our children because we don't build the bond with them. We are so preoccupied with earning money. In many cases, you find both the husband and wife are working. They've got no time to be there for the children. They come back from work, they're tired. The child may be waiting a whole day to come and share that I did so well in school, that the teacher praised me. When he comes to the father says, listen, I'm busy, I don't talk to you now. Go to the mother, hey, I'm busy cooking, I'll talk later. So what are you telling the child is what you have in your mind is not important. That means you're showing them upfront while they're children that your concerns are not anything that we're going to worry about or whatever. So you actually cause them to drift away from you. So this is one of the reasons. And because you haven't built that bond. So if they have a problem, whatever the problem is, they don't come to you to confide because you have blocked the way for them. You cut any route that they had to bond with you. So this is something, because especially young parents these days, you find they've got more time to be intimate with the children, to be close and loving to the children. I remember once I went to a foreign country and I was asked to do Neki Ki Daawat. And then this one person told me that the person, there's a grandfather in the house, and he's like really rude. So I remember when I went, we knocked on the door and the door opened and two youngsters, they were university students. And they were like very scared. And they, all of a sudden, this person introduced me, that I'm from South Africa, and we're doing Neki Ki Daawat. And all of a sudden I could hear a huge scream in the back, "Kaun hai wo?" talking Urdu, "Who is that?" Then came in front, he shot a scream at the children, said, "How can you be so rude? And why are you not inviting them inside?" And like screaming on the top of his voice, and his eyes was red with anger. And I looked at him, I was shocked. Then he looks at me and he says, "You know what, I've got this big problem with anger. Can you give me something to control my anger?" And these two boys, university, they were sitting like little children, hands between their knees and keeping the eyes down and not talking at all. Now, this is what we do. We cause problem because of our own behavior with our children. So when they take the extreme end, like when commit suicide or whatever, then we try and look for what caused it. So, and now a very important, now we know, how do you resolve this problem? It's very simple. One is, as we said, people who are far away from deen, you'll find they are the people generally committing suicide. So the solution is, again, coming back close to Almighty Allah, studying your deen, and knowing that nothing in your life happened without the will of Allah. But even if there's adversity, Almighty Allah is testing you. Almighty Allah is going to test how solid your belief and faith is in Allah. So whatever the problem, we turn back to Almighty Allah. And look how beautiful it is. It's mentioned that you have problems.
I'm going to have to cut you short, Amiruddin Bhai. We're coming to the end of the program. Time's going to be up. I do apologize.
I do apologize, Amir al Dubayn. The program's about to visit. Jazakallah, Amir al Dubayn. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Viewers of Madri Channel, I would love to have listened to Amir al Dubayn and continue because he gave us some great Madri pearls there. But basically, I mean, today's program, we talked about suicide, and it may have seemed very simplistic in that we tried to talk about the problems in a very simplistic way. And maybe the problems that you face and you feel that there are huge mountain bearing down on you and it's a problem that you cannot solve. But remember this, that there is no problem, no situation, no family problem, no personal despair, no financial situation that cannot be solved. So viewers of Mother Channel, once again, please try and treat yourself and remove these worldly thoughts. And as Amir al-Din Bhai said, and as I said, you know, if you bring yourself back to the environment of Dawah Islami, back to your deen, back to your creator, then inshallah, azawajal, you have the spiritual upliftment and you'll learn to hopefully deal with the situations that you're facing, the problems that you're facing. I pray to Allah azawajal that whoever is affected by these suicidal thoughts, they can remove these suicidal thoughts. And I pray to Allah azawajal that Allah give us all patience in whatever difficulties and calamities we are facing. Viewers of Madri Channel, you've been watching Rise and Shine. Keep watching Madri Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine. And the sun will rise and shine.